What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the
No Cap Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram so you can keep up with our guest stars, stories, and vlogs.
Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Peace.
Woo!
Woo! Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the No Cap Podcast.
We do that every time. we do that every time. Try something different.
Bum, bum, ba-da-da-da-da.
You're laughing at yourself.
Welcome to the No Cap Podcast. I don't know. You do something.
That wasn't. No, I'm not. I'd try it.
Which one?
Just do something.
Oh, like an intro?
Yeah, go.
Hey guys, this is Ahmad.
All right, can we start now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So I wanted to make a mock Shark Tank, and I made some inventions that I want you guys to judge.
Okay.
I gotta play the music.
Why are you laughing? It's a serious moment. In the show,
I'm walking into the tank.
Yeah, for real.
I think we're done.
No, wait, it's not over.
I'm so bad at this.
Okay, so my first product is peanut butter.
I would like
I'm
to
out. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Isn't peanut butter so boring? It's outdated.
First of all, you can't even speak on peanut butter. You're allergic
Hold on.
To peanuts.
That's why I made peanut butter. It's outdated. Peanut butter is outdated.
It's not.
You need to try peanut butter. It's made of delicious Bush's baked beans. It's delicious and nutritious alternative to old peanut butter. And best of all, it's completely nut-free.
But it has beans.
It's peanut butter.
Okay, so it's like peanut butter, but instead of peanuts, it's beans. So it's like bean spread.
What is...
It's peanut butter.
So it's hummus.
What? Hummus is...
No, it's peanut butter.
That's wrong.
It's peanut
hummus?
Butter, but peanut butter without
hummus
nuts.
Hummus is like chickpeas and like sesame oil.
And they also have like... Okay.
And tahini.
Okay, what is the texture of this thing?
So it's like putty.
Ew!
Right?
That's thick!
Putty is like
I mean, it's,
slime, right?
It's peanut butter. So it's putty.
Yeah.
But you eat it.
Yeah. Edible putty.
So like, do you want to hear about the actually, no, I don't.
Wow.
Because
okay.
We used it all in the prototype testing.
How many fatalities were there?
0 out of 10 people did not choke on the product. So
everyone
choked on the product.
But I think it builds character, you know? It encourages people to be CPR tested, Heimlich maneuver, all of that.
Tested?
Certified. I'm looking for $200 million.
Wait a minute.
So we can pay for the medical damages and lawsuits. And to hire more participants.
So you're not actually looking for funding for your product yet?
I think the CIA does this, but like under all of our noses.
They fund peanut butter.
But my only issue with this is that beans don't taste very good.
Yeah, I don't really like
okay,
they
but
have
like,
to be, they're good, but they
the
have
beans...
to be in conjunction with something else. Like
Well, it's like a
putty.
Spread, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
it's
you
like,
put it on, some, like, crackers or something.
Like, on a bagel.
But it's a putty.
But it's
but
beans.
But it's peanut butter.
Ew. Okay.
It's like...
Oh,
wait.
I have a better idea.
We're not changing the idea.
No, actually, I have a better use of it.
Okay.
Maybe you should advertise it more as Play-Doh, but it's non-toxic.
Actually, that makes sense, because I've eaten
okay,
I mean, but Play-Doh is a really good
So
flavor.
Peanut butter is now...
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Throwback to the last episode. You tried Play-Doh?
Yeah.
See? I'm not the only one. Anyways, continue.
I was
they were all making
insane.
Fun of me.
Ha!
What? No!
You're insane!
No, you're lying. You're
What's
lying.
You?
The thing is, fun to play with, not to eat.
Whatever.
Yeah,
anyways.
Okay.
Anyways,
you,
like
eating,
anyways.
You like eating
You tried Play-Doh.
Points? No.
He's nodded his head. He has. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Back to
so
the
now
idea.
That this is a toy, are you willing to invest in it?
Well, are we investing in the product still,
yeah.
Or do you still want the money? Just
I mean,
to
I
help?
I still need to clear up those lawsuits before I go to jail.
Okay,
and
so
become
I,
printed on my.
I do like your ideas. I think you can take these ideas awesome. Elsewhere, like a children's book. So that's why I'm out.
I'm,
for the books, for the kids.
I think it has potential. To
peanut butter.
Be.
Peanut.
I'm not even gonna
say
it.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
I think
say it
has
say it.
Put-
say it. It has
potential. It has potential,
say
but...
Say peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Oh my
Thank
god.
You.
It has potential, but if
okay,
there are
you.
Too many
Next
fatalities...
Yep. Moving on.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay.
Are any of yours actually good?
Excuse me, don't be rude.
Don't be rude to your contestants.
Exactly.
You know what? No.
Stop. Stop. This isn't better. It's not better. I'm sorry. You will in a minute.
No, don't take it.
Please shut it off.
Wait, it was just gonna start.
I know, that's the point.
Baby shark.
Stop.
Doo, 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 baby shark.
I'll just cut this entire bit out.
No.
I like this idea.
Okay, anyways.
So,
next participant.
Okay, so... Have you ever been walking through school and thinking to yourself, hey,
yeah.
I could... You walk through school?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Cool.
High five.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So you reach for your water bottle, but it's either not there because you left it at home or it's empty.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Well, fear not, because I present the BBW. The backpack, but water.
I think they have those.
See, they do, but they have a pouch inside. I'm proposing we just put
water
in a backpack.
So, like... I've actually, this has happened to me before. What is so funny?
You just put water.
Yes, that's exactly what I think we should do.
I'm crying. You just put water in a backpack.
Yes,
that's what
oh
I was
my
saying.
God.
So one time I was walking in school. But, you know, the school we go to, a lot of it is outdoors,
right.
And it was raining.
Okay.
So water went into my backpack itself.
Exactly.
But
that's actually the self-sustaining function of the water backpack.
That's, my biggest issue with that is that, like, it's my books.
Oh, well, you have a separate backpack for your books.
Oh, I see. So you have a water backpack and then a backpack.
No, you have the BBW and then you have your
I'm sorry,
backpack.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I drink a lot of water, so if it runs out and it doesn't rain, I'm not very comfortable putting my BBW all up on a water fountain.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Well, that's why you have your friends. You can have them just pour their water bottles into your backpack.
I see. Yeah, and also, like, how would I obtain the water back out of the backpack?
You just dump it out.
Like,
you just unzip it and turn it upside down, and the water just.
Another problem I have is that my backpack has a USB port.
Again, you have a separate backpack. Oh. Okay, but that's the other thing. You have to have a giant straw.
I see.
Like, you have to have,
but,
like, a massive
what is it made out of?
I don't know. We don't make that.
Oh, I was going to ask that.
We don't sell
Do
it
we,
with that.
Is it
we,
plastic or paper?
Yeah.
It's definitely plastic.
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
That's better.
I'm sorry.
Turtles? No. No one cares.
We are not,
yeah,
not eco-friendly.
No.
Eco Club? Who?
Paper is disgusting. It gets soggy. If you drink out of paper straws, then get your wet textbook, roll it up, and try drinking with that.
So what are you asking for?
I'm asking for $20,000 to make a... One more prototype, because we only have one. It got wet during the test. And it's just hanging out to dry.
So, like, I'm just confused. So, is it not waterproof?
No. No, it's definitely not waterproof.
So, like, I'm so confused. What happens? Like, how does it break? If it just drips in.
Yes.
Okay. I want to invest in this product.
Okay.
How much percent am I going to get out of this?
You're going to get at least 50%.
50?
50% of the company.
Can I make water balloons with it?
Yeah, we can add, like, a little nozzle that you can just, like, turn
okay.
in, like,
you Oh,
you
know, one time I was at a soccer game
It's
thing.
Okay.
No, and to give water, they had, like, those, like, long hose things coming out of the water thing, and you press a button, and it, like, shoots out, like, really aggressively.
Yeah, that's...
And I think that we should have that.
Put that in the backpack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of a straw,
you have to make a pitch at the end of this
is
for that.
That water is heavy.
Yeah.
What is it? 1,000 grams a meter cube.
That's a very exact measurement. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. That's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly.
That's very
that's
heavy.
Yeah.
How many meters of water are you going to be carrying?
Well,
lot,
the backpack itself can store up to 3 tons of water.
Oh.
How?
So, like, my issue with that is that 3 tons.
Yeah.
So, like, I do have a wheelbarrow that I take with me.
Yeah, but you just put it in the wheelbarrow.
Right, but...
Okay. But then you have your robot assistant carry the wheelbarrow.
I know, but my issue is that...
Does it come with the backpack?
Can you please be quiet?
The wheelbarrow?
Yeah. No, the robot.
Why are you responding to her?
No.
Don't entertain her discussion.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Why don't I just fill my wheelbarrow with water?
Because you can't drink out of a wheelbarrow. That's so unsanitary.
That's true. Backpacks are clean. I actually saw this thing. It's a purse, but it has a wine thingy in it. So it's a wine purse.
Yeah, but we only do
a
water.
Worse.
We only do water. We don't put anything else in the backpack.
No.
I'm in.
Okay.
How much do you want?
I want
20,000. 20,000, and I get 50%. I'm in.
We have a deal?
Yes.
We have a deal. First deal of the day.
Why do we just shake hands if they can't see?
Well, now they know we shook hands because you said it.
Well, that's why I said it.
Okay, next one.
Stop!
No!
Why doesn't it turn off?
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Are either of you deeply religious?
Yes.
This is an invention for the deeply religious. We all know that premarital eye contact, that's a sin.
Oh yeah.
So I've invented the Sin Saver 2000. It's like glass. Exactly, sir. That's perfect. It's glasses, but just blacked out. So male or female, you can't see them. You cannot look in their eyes.
Did you just say male or female?
Male, female, or any other gender. Completely shields your eyes from all eye contact. No man, woman, or other gender, or child will be able to entice you to sin.
Not a male or female or other gender. Is your child a boy or a girl?
Child.
If you order now, we'll give you a free holy water gun.
Wait. Female, male,
other,
child. None. Oh, wait, that's a thing. But child. Continue.
Okay. Who wants the Sin Saver 2000?
My issue
wants to
is that, like, why not, for me personally, I have a pretty strong prescription. Why do I need glasses that black everything out if I can just not wear glasses at all?
Because they can still look at your eyes.
Yeah,
that's
still
a sin.
Oh, that's
true.
That's
like, right now, premarital eye contact.
I'm sorry.
We're going
you guys are sinning.
So, like, if you are married to someone, just so I get your religion straight, can you only make eye contact with them, or you can only make eye contact with everyone but them?
No, you can.
No,
only...
once you're married, you can make
eye contact.
It's no longer
perfect.
Premarital; it's
marital.
Okay, so what if there's like a sexually induced eye contact that occurs after marriage?
It's after marriage.
So
everything's
it's fine.
Okay after marriage.
This is a premarital invention. So you wear these
as you were
a single bachelor or bachelorette.
Okay, so like
or bachelor non-binary.
Do you have to blink with these on?
What?
Do you have to blink with the?
Oh, yeah, Sin Saver 2000s.
So why don't you just close your eyes?
Or just look down.
No, people can be down there.
What about small people? What about children?
Exactly.
You can't make
child.
Eye contact with children.
So when someone asks what color your eyes are, do you think it's okay
black.
To lie after? Oh, okay.
They're black.
Yeah.
You don't have eyes.
If you don't have eyes, then you wouldn't need the glasses.
I'm in.
Cool.
Wait, you didn't even know what he's asking for.
I don't care. I think it will bring us to a greater society where everyone can have
I'm
black
asking for
eyes.
666,000.
Oh my god.
For how much percent?
For 66%.
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, well, I need someone to help me with this company.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
more, you're going to get more out of it than he is. You
okay.
do realize that, right?
Yeah, do it for the 666.
Excuse me.
Oh my god.
Whose side are you on here?
I'm on neither side.
Are you making eye contact with me?
Are you making eye contact with me?
Sinning!
I think that you looked at me first, sir, so you're the one in the wrong. Can I have my phone, please?
No.
Baby shark doo 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 doo. Okay.
No one's laughing.
I'm laughing. It's too long. Stop playing.
No, I'm gonna play this every single time. So, this new product.
Next.
It's new. You gotta listen to it.
I'm out.
Okay, you do realize if you say next, you can just say the same one again because I didn't actually tell you what it is.
Okay, go.
That's funny.
It was not funny.
So we partnered with Heinz Ketchup, France's Mustard, Heaven Man's Mayo, and Exposed Valley Ranch to create a variety of new condiments. Exposed. These are condiments that have never been seen on the market. We have Mayo Chup, which is mayo and ketchup.
Whoa.
We have Mayo Q, which is mayo and barbecue. What? And of course, everyone's favorite, Cranch.
He literally stole this from an Instagram post.
That's so okay.
Cranch.
So, yeah, Cranch. Like it's TikTok. Ketchup and ranch.
Oh.
So in terms of like nutritional value, there's no value. Actually, all of our products are made from synthetic plastic. So none of it's actually real.
That's okay.
Our factory is also located next to a chemical waste plant.
That causes acid rain.
There is also 3,000 calories per tablespoon.
But I think there's no nutritional value in plastics.
But it's synthetic.
You know what? This could be good. If we're using plastic and consuming it.
You're consuming that plastic.
That means that the turtles are not consuming it.
What about the non-turtles?
We are the non-turtles.
Exactly. So now we're consuming what the turtles were doing for us. So instead, if someone has to do it, let the turtles do it.
No. We care about the turtles.
Do you guys want some samples?
Yes, please.
I brought some samples.
I don't even like
condiments. Is this considered a sample?
No. Here. Here's the sample.
I think I have some too.
Hold yeah, here, go ahead and try.
Which one's
try
that one?
This is Mayo Chup.
Which one's this one?
That's Mayo Q.
Why did you do that? No!
Well, we have to see if they're good at being, if you can clean your Mayo Chup.
Look at what he did!
Can you get the Mayo Chup off your clothing?
No! It just
see, that's because it's synthetic plastic.
I think.
And has no nutritional value.
I think
he spilled it on my pants.
Are you willing to invest?
After that, I think so.
Okay, cool. I'm asking for $50,000 to relocate our chemical plant.
Just to relocate. What do I get? A relocation.
Oh. And I'm asking for.
I didn't say I was out.
20%.
Why
because of that disrespect, I'm out now. No!
You said before I hit you.
I did.
So, I'm here today to market my brand
What's
new
What's
your name? My name is Jonathan. My name is Jonathan Cranch.
It sounds familiar. I just don't know from what.
No. Well.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
So is my queen.
So is Mayo Chup.
No, it's on my pants.
I'm here to market my new app. Are you ever chilling at the beach and you're like, damn, I wish I had some bread?
Oh my god.
Me. All the time.
I know. We found that there's a tremendous need for this product.
I feel like seagulls need it more, though.
You need to get on board with Bread Finder.
No.
You click a button. You specify the kind of bread you want. Whole wheat, multigrain, whatever you want.
Are those the only two that you can come up with?
Those are the only two we can pay for. Those are the only two that we can afford. We're very broke.
Yeah.
So you specify the kind of bread, and within 4 to 5 hours, a duck will appear with your slice of bread.
Okay, I was on board until you said a duck.
It's a subscription-based program. You pay $4 a month, and you get unlimited bread.
Wait, that's kind.
So
does the duck eat the bread?
There's a possibility. There's a risk.
So like, bread is pretty expensive.
Yes.
And how much bread can we get with our subscription?
He just said unlimited. Why are you not listening?
You get unlimited bread, but it's only like one slice per delivery.
And how often can you deliver?
You can deliver as much as you want. Just depending on how many ducks we can find from the pond.
The pond? Is there just one pond?
No, we go to multiple ponds and just pick up ducks.
So it's not the pond. Wait, is it the pond or the pond?
It's a pond.
It's a pond.
It's not even the.
It's a
pond.
Once a pond a time.
Leave. I'm going to play the music so you leave.
Okay, anyways. I like this idea.
Can you please be quiet? Here's a fish.
Look, man, I gotta get a deal or I gotta go.
I think it's kind of rude of you to interrupt his story.
Alright, fine. Then I'm out.
I thought Doug was seafood and I had Doug.
I'm out. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Wait, I actually liked this idea.
I'm out.
Okay, bye. Next. Oh my god!
Fine, I won't play the whole thing.
Thank God!
Hey, sharks. Okay. Are you bored with life?
Yes.
You're all incredibly rich, and you probably don't have any stress, because you're all incredibly rich, right?
Yeah.
Well, would you like some stress?
I'm
here today to market my newest app, Something's Not Right. We have a plethora of programs within the app that help you gain rapid stress, featuring our newest program, Credit and Law. Every time you make a purchase, a condescending email will be sent to your phone to question your every financial decision. We also just rolled out our new anxiety-inducing programs, including ASMR You Sure You Want to Do That, which has over 300 anxiety-inducing sounds. Unfinished puzzles with puzzles that have no solution or have a missing piece. Fake deadlines with notifications that will be sent to your phone telling you to do stuff that you don't actually have to do.
So, I see. Is this app more of a weapon, or I'm slightly confused
too. Is it like a torture method?
No, this is for people who need stress.
You know what?
I like this idea.
I kind of love it. I kind of am in love with this idea.
Okay, we're going to need you to step out as we discuss.
Please leave.
Hold on, I have a little more to do.
Please leave.
Okay. I'm gone.
Bye. Okay. I'm thinking we can do $1.
Can you please leave?
Oh my god, okay, sure. He didn't close the door. The door's closed.
Okay.
He's watching us.
So basically, I really like this idea, but I don't like him.
Okay. So we'll see what he offers. I think it's a safe bet to flip whatever he says. If he says $300,000 for 10%, it's $10 for
300,000%.
And I think we can split this up. Like, I think
I'll definitely. I want to do this with you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Ignore him.
Did he just say $73.50 a week?
I don't know.
9 out of 10 of our participants actually experienced heart problems.
I don't know.
His program is very effective.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so we're going to do it. Just because he asked, I kind of feel like I don't want to let him back in now.
Okay, well, I think we can... I think what he's not understanding is that, for him, this is a stress-inducing program that we're putting on him just to see how it reacts. So this shows that it works properly. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, but I still don't like him, though.
Okay, I'm going to let him.
All right, go
ahead.
Why
are you letting him in?
I'm scooching back. Ow.
Have we reached a decision?
We have.
Yes, we reached a unanimous decision, and...
A unanimous out of two?
Okay, yes. I'm listening.
No,
My stomach hurts.
Stop.
That's the decision?
Cut that out.
Okay. No.
But what's your decision?
No, you have to go first. Like, what do you want?
What do you want from us?
Oh, I'm looking for...
Read it backwards, actually.
Get, like, thing when spark, it'll... Yeah, heart complication, risk, increased experience, actually subjects, 9 out of 10 in year last testing product. Some we did have... Actually, don't you that stuff due to you telling phone your to sent be will notifications, deadlines, fake... And.
Okay, I like your thinking, but I wanted you to read like the part where you tell us what percentage and how much money you wanted. That
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's okay. Take your time. Give it a little thought.
Okay. Percent. 13.6 for it. Do I'll and.
What are you doing?
Be quiet.
Fund actual to 20,000. I need.
Okay, we're done. We will give you. $13.6 for 20,000% of your company.
That's not...
Yes. Deal or no deal?
You will have two investors with you. This is what you want.
For 20,000% of my...
Yes.
And you're both going in on this?
Yes.
Deal.
Thank you. We have to do it at the same time.
We're all shaking hands.
Go like this. Wait. Oh, yeah. One, two, three. All right.
Fun. Yeah,
so we're giving him $13. Oh.
Okay. You have 20,000% of my company.
That's a lot.
Why did he agree to this?
$13.6.
This is why I don't like him. We basically own his company now.
No.
You own like 15 yeah. times my company. 20. My name is Peter Duffers.
Wait, so is Duffers your middle name?
Duffers is my
name?
Middle name.
What's your last name?
It's okay. We don't need to know that.
Jesus.
Oh.
Peter Duffer Cheeses. she's...
Okay, so what's the product you're looking
for? So I'm looking to sell nose extensions. You would buy them like you would lash extensions. Our lead scientist, William M. Thought, came up with this specialized formula. We figured out that women are very self-conscious about their noses.
That's true.
You know, I know someone like that.
And we Me? And we decided that small noses, it's not going to be fashionable in a couple of years. So we decided that we can make nose extensions.
So do the nose extensions make them longer, fatter, wider,
taller? We have
taller?
A variety of different styles. We have the hammerhead style, where it actually like extends out and like you have like GPS built into the nose.
I see. Are they air conditioned?
Oh, some of them are. We're working on that. That's okay. A prototype. We also have the star-nosed mole. That's a fun one. You know what a star-nosed mole is. It has like the little things. Yeah.
All right. Ooh, G-Force.
Yeah, G-Force.
Yeah, okay.
We also have a variety of different colors. Like, currently we only have purple, blue, and orange.
Oh my god, I was hoping you were going to say blue. Oh, I want it.
So, my skin tone isn't exactly purple, blue, or orange.
Well, you'll have to change that.
So how? Paint?
I don't know. We don't sell paint.
Okay.
We just
it's not
the
their
nose.
Problem.
We just sell the noses.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Okay, my biggest issue with this is that I have allergies. And like, you see, my body has to work a certain way. So if I have a prototype nose, I don't want it to work when my body doesn't want it to work. So how do I make sure it also complies with my allergies?
Let's continue. To answer your question, there is no way to have allergies and wear these. There's no nose holes either, so you actually can't breathe.
Yeah.
We had a couple hundred people participate in our study, and all of them
voluntarily
had medical complications. Yes, voluntarily.
Why do all of these people have like medical like
no, because,
issues with their products?
Because there's no nose holes.
Yeah.
I know.
So like, is it okay if someone, can you not, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Is it okay if someone like implements a nose hole into the product, or will that make it be dysfunctional? And are they waterproof? And how do you sneeze?
Well, you just sneeze into the thing.
You
just,
ew!
And you have to
back
clean
up.
Oh!
Yeah. Well, they are waterproof, as your nose is typically waterproof.
Wait, so can you like, there's no holes, but like.
No, there's no holes.
Are there like tiny pores?
No. No, there's nothing.
Can you like absorb water through it?
No, because it's water.
That would
so
be
this would not work with the backpack.
It would, you have a whole mouth.
But then you can't breathe while you're drinking. And
that
you
is
just
correct.
Drown.
You can't breathe when you drink either way.
You
yes,
can't,
you can, I can.
You can't breathe anyway, you just don't breathe.
Oh.
I agree.
Anyone interested? Investing?
I like the idea. And
okay.
back to children's books. I think that would be a good idea for it. So that's why I'm out.
Oh yeah, with the peanut butter.
Yes.
The peanut butter children's book?
Yes.
Louisa, you're the last shark in. He's
I
out.
Don't like it. I'm out.
Well
why? Give him some advice.
Give me a reason.
I think it is
for the children.
I think it's not color inclusive. I think that there needs to be a wider variety of colors because some people, like, are not Donald Trump skin toned. They're not orange. So, we need other colors.
I believe he identifies as white.
Well.
You have a slightly orange undertone.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
I have a slightly
Bye.
Pink undertone, actually.
I see orange.
It's pink.
Well, when I look at you, I don't immediately see
okay.
pink. I see
you
pink.
Have an orange
okay.
undertone.
Okay.
I have a yellow undertone.
Here.
I don't care about your undertone.
Did we ask?
I'm sorry.
So racist.
Honestly, for real.
Well, that was the end of my products. I'm done with all my products.
I feel so bad for Cole. He's gonna cut out
so much.
Products. Does he always do this?
Yes. Wait, we didn't say you gotta follow our.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hey guys, follow
it.
Our Instagram.
You gotta follow us on Instagram at nocappodcast.
.com.
No, we're not .com. We don't have a website. Should we make a website? Hey guys, before we close out this episode, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. This week we reached over 120 listeners. So we're all super grateful and happy, and quite frankly, we're all shocked. But we just want to say thank you for all the support and the love. And we want to say that it's you guys who keep the podcast interesting, good and fun and fresh. So please don't be shy. Come on out for an episode and it'll be great. That's it. Hope you all enjoyed this whack episode, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.